Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, Obama executive order paves the way for nationalization of the economy. Right now, Dick Gregory is with us, the tail end of that interview. I really appreciate him coming on, civil rights icon. Really interesting perspectives on things. We were just talking during the break, and you were going off into Obama. Please repeat what you were saying, sir.
I was saying, you know, I knew many years before he was elected, we were getting ready for a black president. When you got four movies come out of Hollywood showing black men as presidents, they weren't comedy. And the number one TV show on the land was 24, a black president. Fascinated by the Secretary of State, so he really better keep his eye on Hillary.
Oh, yeah, Hillary's super bad news. So, I mean, you've had a chance to meet President Obama?
No, I never. Look, if I was invited to the White House today, I wouldn't go, because when you take all the things that I've said that go on in this country, and they would say, well, let me tell you about Dick Gregory. Here's what he said. No. He got his own problems.
Let me ask you this, though. If you were standing before Barack Obama, because I know a lot of these presidents are just reading off teleprompters, but he's obviously a very smart guy, but he's following orders. I mean, if I was in front of Obama, I'd say, I understand that you're blackmailed, all these things, but you should really back up, you know, back off all this corruption. I mean, what would you say to Obama if you had 2 minutes to talk to him?
If I had 2 minutes to talk to him, I'd say, one, I'm so glad you was President of the United States, because I have to apologize to all white folks, because before you became president, I was convinced that all black folks look alike to white folks. Now that you're the president, I haven't had one white person walk up to me and say, excuse me, Mr. President. So I know we don't all look alike. The other thing I'd ask you, I said, man, I'm having a financial problem. Would you be my co-signer?
Okay.
Talk to the people in China and see if they would, you know, slip me a little loan like they slip y'all. That's all I'd say to him. He don't have no control over what's going on. No president has control. You know that. They don't have no control over what's going on. When Kennedy thought they had control, they had a bullet waiting for him. When Bobby thought, I'm going to get in and find out, they had a bullet waiting for him. Let me tell you this story real quick. I'm doing Irv Kupcinet's show in Chicago the first day of June. And no, it was the last of May. And me and Bobby was close friends. And Bobby said to me during the commercial, said, when you going to come to California and help me during the primary? And I said, when you going? He said, tonight. I said, well, give me my dollar you owe me. And now I don't know, this commercial's off and we back on. And Irv comes, what y'all talking about? I said, he owed me a dollar. And he said he's going to California tonight for the primary. And I'm telling him, nah, if he wins, he'll never leave there alive. Now, about 3 days after Bobby was killed, Irv Kupcinet called me and had the show. Said, Dick, you okay? I said, yeah, what do you mean? Come on, you can be honest with me. I'm your friend. Are you okay? I said, I'm okay. What do you mean? He said, Bobby, what do you mean? He said, well, the FBI came in here and ransacked my office and got that tape where you were saying what you were saying. And I said, no, they wouldn't dare come by my house. So that's the life I lived, man.
Wow. You know what? I've got to get you back on the show soon just to talk about the history you witnessed. So the FBI wanted the tape of that radio broadcast where you were able to predict that they were going to kill him.
So I can tell you, but I can never show you the piece of tape, right?
Wow.
That's the whole game. See, Hoover thought he was in charge. They killed Hoover. Man, they found Hoover sitting on the toilet trying to get that poison out of him. And then ransacked his whole thing. He thought he had some power, and he didn't realize there's a group bigger than him. There's a group bigger than Queen Elizabeth. I don't have to tell you. You know, London is not part of Britain. You know that.
The city of London within it is the ancient megabanks, and they...
That's right.
They are nasty, nasty.
You know when Queen Elizabeth want to go into London, she got to get permission from the Lord Mayor. You know that.
That's right.
And you know if they give her permission, she got to come in dressed as a servant, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we see they got us believing this one thing of it. And let me take this last second to say this to you. There's certain people that's for capital punishment under certain
conditions. Hold on. These breaks are pre-programmed. I want to stay there. This is amazing. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I'd better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Very important transmission lined up for you here today. I hope that everybody takes notes. I hope and pray that you call your friends and family across the United States and the world and ask them to tune in today, because the martial law system being incrementally rolled out and beta tested here in the United States is also being standardized and expanded in other nations of this globe. This is rule by private, anti-free market, crony capitalist monopoly men. And their own IMF and World Bank documents have been public now for a decade of how they plan to implode Europe using derivatives and signing countries onto their own debts, and how they plan to then do that here in the United States, then in the wealthier areas of Asia. They've already done it in Latin America. They've already done it in Africa. They've already done it in Eastern Europe. They've already engaged in it in poorer areas of Asia. They've already had the oligarchs suck places like Russia dry repeatedly. The globalists, the big money men, want to work with authoritarian systems, as Professor Carol Quigley, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, wrote in his book, Tragedy and Hope, that was only meant to be 1,000 copies given to high-level State Department and CIA people so that they could understand, well, wait, we fund fascists, but we fund communists, and we fund socialists. They couldn't even understand it. And so Quigley wrote the book. It wasn't meant the plates to be leaked out, which they were, and copies made. Doesn't matter. Most people don't read 900-plus page, or it's almost 1,000 with a bibliography, documents. And in it, he explains the system is command and control. It will fund anything authoritarian. It wants to destroy free market and destroy individual freedom and destroy any type of self-sufficiency. And then he went on to endorse that. The globalists sit above our nations, playing us off against each other. Now, I have an incredibly important broadcast, obviously, lined up for you today. It's finally getting attention. People are finally paying attention. There have been steps towards the road of martial law, because this isn't like one day there's a military coup and there's troops on the streets. It's just incrementally more and more troops, more and more militarized police, people being arrested nationwide for filming police, more and more cameras, the government admitting, hey, we are surveilling you without warrants. Head of the CIA last week gave a speech. Wired Magazine, Washington Post, all covered it, reporting on it like it was kind of cool. Hey, here's his quotes. All the new appliances, all the new cell phones, washers and dryers, clock radios are having tech built in for very inexpensive that has bugs listening to you. The power lines are actual data cables hooked in. Even if you don't even have internet, we're listening to you. People are like, wow, this is what Alex Jones said for a decade, because it was all in the public documents. But why are they now admitting it? But remember, I'm still kooky and bad. I was on Fox News. I said I would never do a show there and turn them down most of the time. But Mancow's a friend of mine, and he wanted me to tape a show that's going to air later on Fox. We'll see. Was going to air that day, and they announced, we're going to air it in a week now since Alex Jones is on. But that was interesting. I could care less if I'm on there or not. I just went on Fox News and screamed at him. When his guest said, oh, you're a kook. Our appliances aren't tracking and watching us. You're a nut. I said, shut up. Shut up, idiot. It's in hundreds of publications. He gave a speech. I'm sick of you using that throwaway line. Open tyranny's upon us. And I said, shut up. Shut up. People are like, oh, my gosh, that makes you look like you're angry. It's time to get people out of their box. Like Howard Beale says in Network, first you've got to get mad. I've got the transcript. There's even short video clips of it they put out. I don't know if InQtel, the public CIA investment firm, if they're going to publish all of the video. But, I mean, it's there. It's Wired Magazine, you name it. Wired Magazine headline, CIA director, your dishwasher is spying on you. And I go on and I say, hey, everything is being engineered with spy grids in it, and the government admits they're watching you and listening without warrants, and they started laughing at me. And then I went on to say 6 years ago, Google put out a press release to its shareholders saying we're now watching people over the cameras built into their laptops. And they started laughing at that. I mean, that's an article 6 years ago, prisonplanet.com, with a link to google.com in the shareholder section with a press release. And here's the CIA director saying it, and it was in hundreds of news articles. Daily Mail, Associated Press, Reuters. There it is. Wired Magazine, CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher. And then it's got the quotes, how everything. I mean, for a dollar or less, they can have a wireless system that the smart meter dials into and listens to you with an audio bug. I remember a Time Warner installer one day was in my house, and he said, hey, Alex, I'm a listener. And I heard you talk about in Australia they found cameras and microphones in the cable boxes. That did happen like 12 years ago. He goes, let me show you the manual for this, the Scientific Atlantic cable box. He said, you see that little mark? That's a microphone. And back then there was no voice control of it. He goes, look inside. You see this whole tech area? That's a remote audio sensor, and they've got systems back at Time Warner that track everything you watch and put it into a psychological algorithm. And I'm like, you're a cable installer? And he goes, well, I'm actually an engineer, you know, for every 20 or so of the installers. You know, they have an engineer in case there's problems, but just thought I'd tell you that. He said, yeah, you can borrow the manual. And I went on air and showed the manual and got death threats. This is 10 years ago, and people were calling in going, you are a complete lunatic. There's no microphone in my cable box. When there was a little hole, and the microphone was inside. So I went on air and opened the cable box up on air, and people still didn't believe it. Had to basically break it to get into it because it's got a special tool, and I didn't have it. But again, this is my frustration. Is that I read the RAND Corporation talk about how they would just acclimate everybody to a security state, martial law, incrementally, until we were in deep martial law. And I saw the preparations, and I went to urban warfare drills, and I had police chiefs warn me, like police chief of San Antonio, in a sit-down video interview, because he was a patriot and former Army and had been in intelligence and knew this was what they'd been trained to do to third-world countries overthrowing. He was approached by the Army. Then I talked to Thomas Sanchez, head of emergency management, himself a Vietnam veteran. Just so happened to have been in intelligence. He's like, this is what we did infiltrating in Vietnam. This is illegal. They've got Marines, Army in every town. The government ships the narcotics in. It's all on record. All the police chiefs know this of any size. It's all a big joke, folks. Okay? The Attorney General. Man, I saw this yesterday afternoon. One of our listeners had found it on going into the C-SPAN has put all of its videos back 25 years. By the way, Lamb, the head of it, stepping down online. You can search it by keywords. The people are digging through it right now. CNN did that a few years ago, and we were able to go find the stuff I'd seen and heard where the cops are like, get back. They're blowing 7 up. Point is, they blew 7 up on 9/11, Building 7. All these old archives are getting posted now. And you can search them now with keyword. And there is the Attorney General on C-SPAN in 1995. He was then Deputy Attorney General. And there he is saying, I've talked to all the media heads. We're going to get ads out there to teach you that you don't need to have guns. Well, now they've gone further. You draw a gun, you get arrested. There is no law, but they got juries that will convict. Well, plus it's family court. There is no jury in most cases. So they just, you go to jail for a thought crime. And he says, we're going to brainwash people. I mean, I remember Sarah Brady got caught on the floor of the House. By the way, this was she was asked about this in the big Union magazine, and that's where the quotes came out. It's been confirmed. She admitted she said it, but somebody ought to search that 1993. Clinton had just got in office, and the mic was on, and she was up there by the dais during a vote. And she said, well, we'll get our socialist America as soon as we've disarmed these people. Somebody's got to go actually search that now. I bet you can find that in the C-SPAN archive. It's all been uploaded, just mega terabytes. We only had the text before. I bet we can get that. But I'll play the brainwash clip when we come back in a moment, and I'll get into all the martial law news. But we can pull the Ted Turner C-SPAN from 1996, where he said he, you know, kill 90% of the useless eaters. Wow, you got the power. There's millions of listeners. Start digging through their system. Aaron's always finding nightmare jewels of globalist meetings. Back when I guess they thought C-SPAN was their own private channel, nobody was watching but them. Of course, the UN openly states July 7th, 2000, in New York. That was on C-SPAN, that they want total abolition of private ownership of guns. It's always been their plan. And now if Obama gets reelected, of course, Mitt Romney will probably be just as bad or whoever, that they're going to buy executive fiat, go after the guns. And that's what he's announced basically in these executive orders. So we're going to come back and give you that information straight ahead. But criminals are in control of this government. And people that work for the system have really got to have a gut check now. Because never before has it been more obvious, never before has it been more out in the open, that we're dealing with real, bona fide, good old-fashioned, hardcore tyranny here. Better choose a side.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war
for liberty.
And liberty for their descendants.
Liberty for their descendants.
Thanks to the living.
renegades.
Thanks to the renegades.
We're free today.
Thanks to the renegades.
It is gut check time.
We're free today. Thank God for the renegades.
And I don't know what else I can do to get people out there in the United States and across the world to realize how much danger we're all in. You know, as time passes, listeners apologize to me in droves, and they say, man, Alex, I would hear you 10 years ago on the local AM station or on the Internet, and I would agree with a lot of what you had to say, but I really thought you were exaggerating. But they then apologize and say, why is everything you've said actually coming true? How did you know all this? And in that is my great frustration. It's all public. I've got, what, 3 different newscasts with firemen and police and others saying, get back. They're going to blow up Building 7 on 9/11. I mean, I heard CBS radio back when they were still doing news on the day of 9/11 say they're preparing to control demolition the Solomon Brothers building. And then I went on air back to the radio show because I was on at night then, too, not just the day. And I said, yeah, anybody else hear them on the news say they blew it up? And all these callers called in and said, yeah, I saw it on CNN. Years later, I met with police officers in New York who said I was there. Amy Goodman was there back when she had a local TV show. Now she has national. And there was a countdown, and they said, get out of there. So we ran. And then years after that, CNN data dumped both their channels' material from that day. So did BBC. And there was all the footage of it. Everything we'd remembered, everything we'd seen. And people are like, you despicable traitor, you think the government did 9/11. All I know is, buddy, they blew up Building 7, and it needs to be investigated. All I know is they've taken that and used it to take my liberties away. All I know is when good law enforcement sent me internal documents, none of it has to do with Ahmed Dinajid. None of it has to do with Ahmed in Afghanistan. All of it has to do with gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, farm owners, machine shop owners. I saw an article today. In fact, I think I IM'd it to you guys. If I didn't, I sent it to Watson and Kurt. But one of the biggest survivalist blogs, it now admits the FBI for months, they've now discovered, was redirecting their traffic through their own systems just to get a database of everyone who was concerned about survival. Totally illegal. Since then, no warrants. Since last year when we were wrong, we were told, oh, FEMA's not going around door to door at canneries asking about where storable food going. Since then, it's been admitted that they're doing that. I mean, have people figured out yet? Have people figured out yet that this is real? Have people figured out that this is happening? If anybody ever wanted to know what the fall of the Republic would look like, this is it. In fact, guys, for the upteenth time, I know you always print it, I never read it. Will you print me the full, The Traitor is the Plague, Cicero, because I want to read that when I come back. I had so many things I wanted to say. I couldn't even sleep last night over this. I love to sleep. When I go to sleep, I sleep like the dead. Not anymore. I rolled around all night, waking up with a feeling of total urgency, and all these points I wanted to make and all these pages of notes up at 4 a.m. That I wanted to talk about, and dozens of things I emailed to the producers to print off today so I could cover it. The urgency, it's all coming to a head. You see, Americans expect martial law to be on a Richter scale of 1 to 10, a 10. Or on a scale of 1 to 100, a 100. What's martial law? Well, on the 100 scale, it's the feds surrounding the Branch Davidian Church, burning it down, killing the little kids, shooting people when they run out the building. Totally criminal, bloodthirsty. The feds so angry that when they opened fire on the Davidians, the Davidians fought back. And when the feds put their hands up, let them go. So bloodlusting and wanting to be so manly in a blood frenzy that they blew up little kids inside. That's 100. Hitler lining folks up and shooting them, women in pits. That's 100. Stalin killing Ukrainians, that's 100. The West putting Al-Qaeda in Libya for mass slaughter, that's 100 on the scale. The United States is on about a 70 right now. You understand? We're under martial law right now, and I'll document it on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
There's a couple questions everybody should be asking themselves. Number one, do you like the fruits of the New World Order? Society falling apart, the United States leading the world in every bad statistic from obesity to cancer to lowered IQs, not just test scores. You know what it means when IQs drop across the board, right? That's chemical. That's being done to you. That's not just laziness. You might want to ask yourselves, do you like the way things are going? Because if you don't like the way things are going, you don't like the New World Order. Because this is what comes out of the other end of the New World Order. Pain, suffering, poverty, wars, humiliation, injustice, bondage. Those are the fruits of the New World Order. Now, continuing here. Because I want to ask people out there, because a lot of you have been listening for a long time, and I want to ask you a question. Do you think I'm exaggerating now? Do you think I'm fear-mongering now? Because let me tell you something. I was a mainline libertarian Ron Paul type until I went to urban warfare drills and witnessed the military training to go house to house in America in the drills and take our guns and talk to the troops and had them admit it, and then had troops' bosses, their commanders, and their civilian counterparts run over and threaten me and try to get my videotape. And my cameramen had Marines with guns point them at them in America, in places like Hebron, Maryland, and had the Army point guns at us in San Antonio because we got in the police chief to speak out. We were exposing their secret operations, and we had an MP come right over and just stick that Beretta right up to Mike Hansen because they said, give me your camera, give me your tape. Mike said no, and the guy just pulled it out, chambered around, and said, I told you, give it to me right now. Now, that's what America is. They're ready to gun you and your family down so fast it'll make your head spin. That was 14 years ago that they wouldn't let them do the drills off base to terrorize the public, so they did it on Fort Sam Houston, an open medical facility. Blew up part of a derelict building they were remodeling. We were there the next day to show it. And I, as an American citizen, the military instantly went into the role when the Delta Force handlers ordered those MPs to come after us. And the minute Mike said, I have a right. You're not going to take my camera. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to your commanding officer. And the message was, you're just like one of those Hodges. I'm ready to kill you so fast it'll make your head spin. I like killing people. And you know what? The New World Order likes killing our country, too. They like killing the Bill of Rights. They like killing the Constitution. You think you like to kill, soldier? You think you like the power of death? Those little nerdly New World Order bureaucrats, they like brainwashing people. They like poisoning the water and the vaccines and backdooring the GMO crops. You think they just backdoor all the appliances with bugs that the CIA director, General Petraeus, just told everybody about last week in a public speech? Oh, they backdoor the food. You think you've been given all this power to kill for no reason, huh? And I guess there's a high to killing. You know, in Afghanistan, I remember many years ago, What was his name? We're just going to stay on this camera right here. I'm just going to look at people right here and forget these cameras are here. Because what happens is I've got these cameras in here and I'm always paying attention to them. And it messes up my thinking process. So I'm just going to forget these cameras are here today. I realize that's one of the reasons that I can't focus into all my information. Let's just stay on this camera today right here. One camera. If you're a radio listener going, what camera? You're listening on XM166. You're listening on AM/FM. We stream video at prisonplanet.tv, and there's a box up at Infowars.com where we do it as well. See, the globalists know how to do all this incrementally to where most people can't resist it if they're unconscious. They just become acclimated to it. But I'm just sad for this country. Because Afghanistan, Iraq, and all of that, seizing the oil and circling those countries, that was a secondary mission. The primary mission was to create large groups of soldiers who served up to 8 tours, who can then be brought back here and be turned into paramilitary police to carry out those exact type of martial law operations. That's what Afghanistan and Iraq are on record. The checkpoints, the frisking, the house-to-house gun confiscations. The government admits that that's a laboratory for here in the United States. And I remember Private Gruckheimer was in the Ithaca newspaper in 2003, and he came back and talked about how much he loved his job and how they'd go into villages and kill everyone, including the children. And the Army, the day later, had a clarification on Fox News. And they said, the Pentagon wants to clarify, only certain villages that have hostiles do we send in ground troops after cluster bombing them and kill everybody, including children. And so he just did something, you know, this guy that reportedly killed the 16 people, most of them little kids, toddlers, then burned them up, stabbed them. There was a lot of enjoyment going on here. And he told him, you know, my foot's partially blown off. I don't want to be sent back. Was it his fifth time? Fourth time? This was his fifth deployment. They say he was Mr. Goody Two Shoes growing up, Mr. Good Guy. But you look what Mr. Good Guy turned into. Now they're making him a victim, and some of the talk radio shows are saying, oh, come on. It's just Hodges. And when these guys come home and kill their families and kill little kids and stuff, they're the minority that can't handle it. Why, they're just going to take our guns because of it. The general public's. So we can't protect ourselves from the other troops that have gone haywire that are the police. You know, the ones where they go on a bus and tell a woman, stand up. And she says, what's your problem? So the cop full power punches her and basically breaks her jaw. And then the media defends it and says, oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, well, the banks are going to abuse everybody, too. See, it's like a green light for the psychopaths in the government and the armies they've created to have their way with us. But then the vast majority of the military men and women who haven't gone insane because of their relationship with God or family, whatever the case is, their mental toughness, you're the enemy. That, in all the government documents, you're the enemy. You're the enemy. And they're going to send all the other troops that will do whatever they're told and just want to kill some people, they're going to send them after you. And this has all been a big laboratory to produce these forces to do that. And I'm going to get into a big report on martial law and all the rest of it here today. And I'm going to play a clip of the Attorney General talking about brainwashing the public through television. The full clip's up on Infowars.com. We'll play about a minute of it here. And then later, if we have time, play the whole clip for the radio audience. And then in the second hour, I want to open the phones up for police and military. Again, we do this every few weeks. Active duty, as I say, veterans, the veterans who are great folks will fill the phones, and then we can't get any active duty calling in. But the first round of calls, current police, serving police, you know, all of its military parlance, we're the civilians, they're the military government. That's the essence of the definition of martial law. And so we'll be opening the phones up for everybody. But I did hours of research yesterday and hours this morning, and I want to give you a little presentation here on what martial law is, how it operates, and how we're being incrementally brought into it. But then the bigger question, why? What does the system plan to do once the sun is set, once the doors are shut, once we're tied down? See, criminals always, when they come into a bank and get your hands up, anybody moves, I'm going to blow your head off. They want to scare you. That's what the government does. They're using less lethal weapons. That's the real name for them. And then upping the power of the taser, upping the power of the microwave, upping the power of the sound cannon until it starts killing people. Rubber bullets every few months start killing people in America. And then it's more power rubber bullets. And then not just one out of 50 times, but one out of 10 you die. Then one out of 3 you die. Till everybody's just trained that you die when you protest. You get arrested when you videotape police. You disappear. You lose your radio license when you criticize the government. You get your website shut down. You get your credit card turned off. You get your PayPal turned off. You better do what you're told. And so everybody does what they're told, and the sun fully sets. And then what do they plan once that happens? This particular elite doesn't just want to rob stuff. If you have a tyranny like that, it's bad. The economy breaks down because nobody wants to produce anymore because somebody's just going to steal it from you. You kind of fall apart into a third world type scenario. We're not going to be like Venezuela or Nigeria. We're not going to be that lucky. We're a 21st century system, bigger and better. The center of the New World Order eugenics empire. We're going to be killed. We're going to be tortured. We're going to be secretly arrested. Because that's the new economy. That's the new scholarships. That's the new way. You think the U.S. leading the world in prisons? That's just the start. And there's going to be forced inoculations. And all homeschooling is going to be banned. And everyone's going to have their local rural affairs minder in your town. This has all been announced. That's going to come on your property and boss you around and give you fines and fees. And if you get smart with them, a SWAT team's going to pull up in an armored vehicle with a bunch of killers who served five or six tours in combat zones, and they're going to kill you and your family. And they want you to get into a fight with them. That's what they're planning. And then there's going to be a civil war. And the bankers are going to sit back in Europe and they're going to laugh at it. That's what they plan on happening. I don't know. Could Americans wake up and say no? Hey, we've had enough of world government, enough of global corporate fascist rule, enough of all this tyranny, enough of it. I don't know. That's a question, but the people steering us have a destination on record that is absolute despotism. Absolute deception. Remember Fast and Furious, shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. All caught, thousands dead, nobody gets in trouble. Billboards up across the country for 20 years. That say, report illegal guns. And it's an image of a shotgun or a revolver. And then when the carpet cleaner is in your house and sees a gun case, they call the cops on you. And the cops go ahead and come and go ahead and arrest you, even though there's no law. That happens all over the United States. I see it in the newspaper every week. I see it in the news where a realtor comes to your house and sees reloading equipment and a can of black powder. You're going to jail. It's on the news. Mr. Jones, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Smith was arrested for an arsenal. You go look at the state law. What is an arsenal? There's no such thing. And they've got juries so kept and so dumb, a lot of times you go to jail. You're like, but that's not, there's not even a law. That's right. There's no law they can take your kids for not taking vaccines, but they do. See, we're already under martial law, and I haven't even gotten to this presentation yet, and then I'm going to give the number out. But I'm begging you to realize we're dealing with pure deception and manipulation. And I'm begging the military and the police and others to not be cowardly. Everyone I know now goes, you're right, it's tyranny, it's all coming true. Oh, great. That it doesn't make me happy. I don't want to be right. Do you realize how dangerous it is to be Alex Jones and to be right and to have all this credibility? You think the system likes the fact that I've made a study of everything they do and that I can guess 10 steps ahead what they're going to do? You think they're happy about that? You think they're happy about the fact that I have millions of listeners? They're trying to kick everybody else off the radio right now, and they're trying with us. The only chance we've got to beat these people is to stand up against them. Now, here is the Attorney General, when he was Deputy Attorney General, on C-SPAN in 1995. We're going to go out to break with this, saying we need to brainwash the public. And he goes on that he's met with all the executives of the media. And he's asking them to really push anti-gun messages. That's why it's in all the sitcoms, the dramas, the cop shows. It's brainwashing. And here he is saying it. Brainwashing. Go ahead.
So that we can get these ads, so we can use these spots, and not to give us 1, 2 o'clock in the morning ads when nobody's watching, but at the time when people, particularly young people, are watching television, so that when they're watching, you know, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Martin or whatever else they watch, and yeah, I watch those things once in a while, so that they'll see these ads and they'll be grabbed by these ads. I've also asked people who have influence over youngsters, entertainers, athletes, to be involved in this program as well. But not only them, community leaders, Jesse Jackson, Mayor Barry, people who have credibility with young people should be on the television, on the radio, as much as we possibly can, and telling these youngsters that it's wrong to carry a gun, and that if you have information about people who are carrying guns, you've got to share that with Chief Thomas and with his people as well. I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, we're going to play the rest of the clip where he says brainwashing. And earlier in the 3-minute snippet, he's talking about, I've met with the advertising executives, the TV people, we've got to get these messages out there. We've got to literally brainwash. And that's what all this is, this idea that because there's crime, you've got to turn your guns in. This is a guy quoted supporting the complete abolition of the individual ownership of guns. Now, you notice on the subject of the Second Amendment, we're turning the tide. Al Gore was here in town last week for South by Southwest and was quoted as saying he's losing the war for the environment. No, the globalists are the ones actually hurting the environment while creating strawman arguments about carbon dioxide just because they want to tax all human activity. You see, they are beginning to lose. That's why they're taking the gloves off and going, well, we'll just take over via martial law. Now, here's Eric Holder, a guy whose memos have been declassified, talking about covering up what really happened in Oklahoma City. And I've talked to the eyewitnesses who saw the feds in there planting the bombs. But notice he's talking to the Justice Department people like a little kid. Oh, I like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's like Obama. He's out on St. Paddy's Day with a beer at the pub. He's a nice guy, a nice tyrant. And again, these tyrants come and go, but the bureaucracy and the criminal interest, their power expands. And the NRA is on record saying they've got sources in the Justice Department, and Obama's told Sarah Brady they're going to get the guns by stealth, that in the second term, he is planning to use executive order to restrict the Second Amendment. And guess what? The ATF already did that last year. We're in five southwestern states told him, you're going to now implement new gun regulations outside of law. Remember that? And had the nerve to blame it on something that they'd themselves caused, the shipping the guns into Mexico. Now, here's Paul Watson's article. Obama executive order paves way for nationalization of the economy. And Paul goes through it all. So Paul Watson, Alex Jones article. We're going to read this. I'm going to go over what martial law is. We get into the next hour. Then I'm going to open the phones up for police and military to specifically call in. Let's go ahead and go back to the Attorney General with his brainwashing quote. Here it is.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. We also want to have a hotline that we will set up and have the number of that hotline that would just go out there, and that would be something that people would have emblazoned in their minds so that when they see a gun or become familiar about the facts of a gun crime, they would call that hotline and pass that information.
All right, thank you. Back it back up to the brainwashing part, please. Thank you. Now, notice he said make part of the school day anti-gun. And that's when you put your kids in a government training center, public schools, whether they're rural, no matter where you live, whether it's Alabama or Texas, where you think it's pro-gun, or Vermont, it's anti-gun. What does mommy and daddy own? The feds are out of control, taking over everything. Notice he said the hotline. There are people, telephone repair people, cable people, making more money per year in tattletale money than they do on their regular job while they're in your house. And the cops still come because they're told, even if the gun's legal, let's go check it out. And then you get a knock and talk. Hi, we hear there's some firearms. Mind if we look at them? I mean, they do this in rural areas now. And they're just getting the cops ready to be scum, secret police, enemies of this country. You better decide which side you're on. The Attorney General is a criminal terrorist.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.